Chapter 1. Introduction to Estate Planning and Administration. Estate planning is decision-making. The process can be relatively simple or quite complex, depending on many factors. Most of us put off any estate planning until we see friends and close relatives pass away, or read horror stories about someone who lost his life savings through fraud. In general, the process involves 1. Choosing how your future healthcare decisions will be made when and if you are unable to make informed decisions. 2. Deciding how you want your property distributed upon your death. And 3. Reviewing your future income and expenses. With inflation, changes in family structure, and new laws passed each year, you should review your estate plan at least once a year. This book includes steps you may follow in drafting and reviewing your plan. Her grotesque appearance unnerved me, but I managed to stammer, quite, and blinked at my reflection in the shiny glass of her eyewear. I have some shirts that require darning. Can you, but no, probably that wouldn't, I'm sorry. She smiled and tapped the side of her goggles with a finger. I'm not blind. I can do needlework. I suffer a condition of the eyes that allows me to see with perfect clarity in darkness, but which causes me great pain in daylight or in the presence of gas lamps. I would be entirely incapacitated without these glasses. Ah, good, I said, before hastily correcting myself. That you're not blind, I mean. Is it a congenital condition? Quite so, Reverend. I was born with it. She made a gesture that indicated her entire body. As for the rest, a childhood accident is to blame. A chance occurrence. Or perhaps it was the will of God. Or maybe I was responsible for some misdeed in a past life and am now suffering a natural retribution. I suppose I must have done something very bad to have been thus punished. Startled by this statement, I replied, "You refer to the Buddhist belief in reincarnation and in reaping what you sow over the course of multiple lifetimes?" She nodded. "They call it karma, but I was merely being facetious. I don't really believe in it. I'm a strictly practical sort. Supernatural and theological explanations for the world and our existence in it interest me only insofar as they might give hints of forgotten scientific knowledge. I mean no offense." "None taken. I'm not so dyed-in-the-wool that I would deny a person the right to question the veracity or usefulness of the Christian faith, or any other creed for that matter. I was simply taken aback that you know of Buddhist beliefs. That is all."